B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Imagine you're working at a Domino's Pizza.
Okay.
And you're answering the phones and it's busy. And then you get a call from Shakira.
What?
What?
Shakira ordering a pizza. It's pretty much the last celebrity you'd expect to be ordering
her
own pizza. I think it was an impersonator, but she did such a great job, I would be convinced. You guys want to hear this?
Yes.
I want out a pizza. Look it up, entregado aquí.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? I didn't quite understand it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I said I want a pizza, and I want a delivery.
What topping?
I just want jalapenos, medium size.
Jalapenos, medium-sized pizza. Anything else I can get you?
No.
Can I get the address?
Tell them to send it to Shakira.
Is this actually Shakira? Are you serious?
Yeah, I told you twice. I want a pizza slice. Can you get it to me, boy?
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Joe, I've been waiting ever since we got your email to find out how a man steals his own wife's identity.
No, well, yeah, I know, right? Like, I'm kind of not so good with technology.
Okay.
And I got a text saying our Netflix had been compromised and I should reset the account. So, of course, I clicked on it.
This was a text with a little link?
Yeah, those are rampant nowadays.
They are.
You get two or three a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and apparently those are naughty links and you should not touch them.
Right. So you clicked. I'd love to know what happens when you click on one of those.
It's a mess. And what happens is there's a credit card opened in my wife's name and now there's a savings account with $10,000 in it.
So you click on this link on this Netflix, like your Netflix account has been compromised, nonsense.
Yeah.
And then you go on there and did you have to enter like her name, her social security, credit card information, all that?
Do I have to say yes to all this?
Handing it all over. And then you say she's got another bank account now. How do you know about that?
So when I realized what had happened, I decided to go one of these, you know, identity theft companies to clean up the mess.
Mm-hmm.
And found a new credit card that had been opened recently, and they found a savings account in my wife's name that, I mean, we share all our accounts. So, and it's a mess because we're trying to sell our house because the kids are in college, so we're trying to downsize.
Yeah. Mm.
And our credit's always been really good and everything, and this is just going to totally mess up, you know, credit and everything for trying to change houses.
Trying to get a mortgage and all that's going to be, they're going to have some questions about what's going on.
Exactly.
And so then, why are you now involving a third party to talk to your wife?
Because I think you could help me do the forgiveness part.
Yeah. I notice a trend. A lot of dudes are afraid of their wives. I understand.
It's not afraid. I mean, it's more like, how do you start the conversation?
Right. Okay.
Hi, I'm still an idiot. Like, I just don't know.
Right. It's better to hear that from the DJs.
Yeah.
Right.
I kind of think it is, honestly. Right.
Well, I think we've got enough information to go on. Let's do this. We'll play a couple of songs. We'll come back and we'll talk to your wife and see if we can get her to forgive you. Okay.
All right.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Joe fell for one of those texting tricks where he thought Netflix was asking for information.
Mm-hmm.
He clicked on the link, gave up the information, then realized what he did and called a credit reporting agency to help him get out of the mess. That's when he found out his wife's identity had been stolen and the thieves had set up a bank account with $10,000 of their money in it. Joe, we're going to talk to your wife and get you some forgiveness. Sit tight here.
Hello?
Hey, Kim.
Yes, this is she who's calling.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. How are you this morning?
I am well. What's this? I'm sorry.
Well, we wanted to call and congratulate you here that the kids have moved out of the house.
Yeah,
now,
so a little bit of a life change going on, Kim.
Yeah. The last one off to college, and my husband and I will be celebrating our 20-year anniversary. So,
oh, wow! Yeah. Congrats. That's huge.
Yeah, I've got a little surprise planned for him. So excited to give him a break soon.
Oh, that's awesome. You've got something planned for your husband?
Yeah.
Well, don't spoil it, though. Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
He's listening. He's listening.
I won't. But, I mean, it's been tough keeping a secret for the past couple years. I'll say that.
Yeah, so we don't want to blow that right here.
Don't worry. I've been careful. I've been doing all the right things. I've got a whole separate account. I've been working on this for a while.
A whole separate account?
That separate account wouldn't have $10,000 in it, would it?
Yes, it would. And how do you know that?
Oh, no.
Well, this is a feature called Forgive and Forget. And your husband, Joe, was on the phone, which is why we've been trying to warn you not to talk about this stuff. And he called looking for help to ask your forgiveness.
For what?
Joe.
Hi. So that bank account is yours.
Yes, but you are not supposed to know about it. Can you tell me what's going on?
Oh, God. Oh, Kim, I think the money is gone.
What? The money is gone?
The money in the secret bank account is gone?
I don't know if it's gone, but it's definitely frozen, all right?
What's going on?
Well, Kim, Joe called us because he thought your identity might have been stolen. So he's been working with a credit protection company who told him about this account that he didn't know about. Joe, you must have frozen the account containing money for your 20th anniversary trip. Is that
sounds like it.
We're gathering.
Did you cancel my Best Buy credit card?
That was you too?
Was that you?
Why did you open a Best Buy card?
I was going to get a new TV as part of the gift, too, but I guess that's not happening either.
The bank account and the Best Buy card.
Okay. I'll fix this. I'll fix this.
You've done enough fixing.
Joe, now's the time where you're like, wait, you didn't open up a Victoria's Secret account. They froze my Tiffany's card. Kim, this is called Forgive and Forget, and Joe wanted our help asking you to forgive him for all of this. If he gets this stuff figured out, can you forgive him?
Listen, a marriage isn't a marriage without going through stuff like this. So, of course, I will forgive you, but no more secrets. Okay.
Oh, yeah. This coming from the woman with a secret bank account.
Next, Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, Catherine got into an argument with her son, and he ran away from home. We'll get all the details. Find out how old her son is coming up tomorrow morning on Forgive and Forget at 7 o'clock.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. We are back in July. Not quite as humid, but still temps getting into the upper 80s today. Braves won last night. They are close to clinching the division. What else is going on, Kara?
Well, Clark Howard's warned us. The head of UPS has warned us. Maybe the third time will be the charm. Retailers are now saying we need to get it in gear early this year and get this holiday shopping done ASAP. There is no end in sight to the supply shortages and delays, so waiting to the last minute is not going to work for your holiday shopping. In fact, you may be sending IOUs even if you're ordering things right now. Retailers who were awaiting shipments this month have already been pushed off to October and some till November, which is making them super nervous already. I know that Target even said that they chartered their own container ship.
Wow.
Like to get things, supplies across the pond and ship to us to make sure some of the products arrive in time. Just get it done if you've got certain things on your list. Now, Halloween is in 32 days. Have you guys started planning your costumes yet?
Yeah, I'm going as a white suburban dad from Gwinnett County.
Well, if you want to be the favorite house on the block this year, it's going to have nothing to do with your costumes or your decorations. It's all about the candy. Candystore.com crunched the numbers, and surprisingly, Swedish Fish are tops in Georgia, followed by Jolly Ranchers and Reese's Cups. Those are the top three candies. Nationally, it's Reese's Cups, Skittles, and M&Ms.
Oh, I love Swedish Fish. But I could put 40 in my mouth. Go buy a pack.
It's the only thing you can buy at IKEA that doesn't have extremely difficult instructions.
Right, yeah.
Beating current pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Mary in Canton, hi.
Hi.
Could you kick Kara out of our studio, please?
Bye, Kara. Good luck.
See you, Mary. Good luck.
All right, Kara's going to leave the room. We'll ask you the 5 pop culture trivia questions. Bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, she pays you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question 1, Britney Spears' lawyer says her dad has a gambling problem and is in deep with a few casinos. What state has the most casinos in the country?
Nevada.
Number 2, a new survey says Georgia's favorite Halloween candy is Swedish Fish. True or false, Swedish Fish are made by the same company that makes the Cadbury egg.
True.
Number 3, the Braves beat the Phillies last night. They're close to winning their division. In baseball, a grand slam scores how many runs?
A grand slam is 4 runs.
Number 4, Drew Barrymore says she's a huge fan of her ex-husband's new wife, for real. Mm-hmm. Drew married what MTV personality in 2001?
Tom Green.
Number 5, Amazon revealed their new Alexa-enabled pet robot yesterday. It's named after the Jetsons' dog. What's that name?
Oh, that would be Astro.
You are wow. Dialed in.
Mary, quite contrary. Did fantastic this morning, getting all 5 right.
What?
Yes.
So we are not going to tell Kara if she's right or wrong until the end, because Mary got them all right. And they're tough.
Here we go. Same questions, Kara. Number 1, Britney Spears' lawyer says her dad has a gambling problem and is in deep with a few casinos. What state has the most casinos in the country?
Nevada.
That was almost a trick question, and I love it. Number 2, a new survey says Georgia's favorite Halloween candy, Swedish Fish. True or false, Swedish Fish are made by the same company that makes the Cadbury egg.
True.
Question 3, Braves beat the Phillies last night. In baseball, a grand slam scores how many runs?
4.
Question number 4, Drew Barrymore says she's a huge fan of her ex-husband's new wife. Drew married what MTV personality in 2001?
Tom Green.
Question number 5. Amazon revealed their new Alexa-enabled pet robot yesterday. It's named after the Jetsons' dog. What's that name?
Astro.
That thing's going to cost you $1,500 as well, but it's cute. It's super cute.
What does it do?
Everything. It's like an Amazon Alexa that follows you around.
You don't have... Oh, gosh. You don't have to... Can you pet it?
You could try.
Really?
All right, final score this morning. It's a 5-5 tie. Woo! And all ties go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money. Kara, your new record, 1,123 wins and 38 losses.
Great game, Mary.
Yeah, great game. I've tied you before. I just can't seem to beat you.
Oh, man.
You're really good. Yeah. You're really good. We got to have you back. No cash, but we are giving you the tickets to go see Shawn Mendes at State Farm Arena October 14th. Tickets on sale October 7th. 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
Thank you.
You want to listen around 7:25 for your next chance to win those Shawn Mendes tickets. 7:25 tomorrow. What one little thing drives you nuts about your mate?
Yeah, there was a new survey done, and they asked people, who's the most annoying person you know? And a third of the people responded with their significant other. And I think the other two-thirds just probably answered too quick and didn't take a second to think about it, because they would have said their spouse as well.
Or they just straight up lied.
Yeah.
It's got to be a little thing. We don't want to get bogged down with the big... These are the little tiny things.
So
they're
many.
The reason you fell in love with the person in the first place. You know? Kara, what little thing drives you nuts about your husband, Ryan?
Well, it definitely didn't make me fall in love with him in the first place, but he has this uncanny ability to just lay his head down on the pillow and go right to sleep. And nothing grinds my gears more than him snoring like a lumberjack when it takes me like a small sacrifice and a certain position and going through every single item that I've done that day and then everything that I have to do the next day.
Yeah. Does it upset you, Kara, that men are able to just go control, alt, delete? Shut down?
Yes.
Yeah.
And women are like, close this tab. Oh, another pop-up window came open.
It drives me absolutely insane.
If you think about it, and if you look at yourself in the mirror for a second, realize that what annoys you about your husband is the fact that he is able to relax.
Yeah.
He's able to sleep.
I know.
Okay. I just want to make sure you were aware.
I hate it.
Lexi and Buckhead, the one little thing that annoys you about your mate?
Leaving dirty clothes on the floor.
Especially when he piles them right next to the hamper, right?
Oh, gosh.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly where they land.
There's nothing worse.
Well, the socks on the floor is right there with it, you know? Just put the socks somewhere else.
Well, the thing is to take the socks off only requires, like, you can use your feet to take your socks off. You don't have to bend over. The bending over happens when you have to pick them up to put them in the hamper. So it does make sense.
Or I think a game out of it and throw it with your toes in the hamper. But still, like, why it can't make it in the hamper is the problem.
I don't know why hampers aren't built into the floors. So we could just brush the socks into the...
Oh, man. Now we're getting really lazy.
I think I just invented something. And I think it's called a laundry chute. We are talking about the one thing that annoys you about your mate. What was the statistic, Kara?
1 in 3 people say that the most annoying person that they know is their mate.
Now, Drex.
Yeah.
Keeping in mind that you're in a safe place right now.
Yeah.
Your wife listening to the radio?
Yeah, she dropped my daughter off right now at school.
Right, never mind.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer that question. Are you kidding me?
Never mind. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not going to say that instead of taking things down to the basement, she just leaves it at the basement landing for 3 weeks until I do it. I would never say that.
You wouldn't say that. That's not you. That's not you talking.
No, okay.
That's somebody else.
That was my internal monologue.
Right. That's nothing. Marion Canton, what little thing? It's got to be a little thing that annoys you about your mate.
I pick one.
Yeah.
I guess the one thing is when he is like, super excited about something going on or just energetic, he chews so loud then. Like, he doesn't notice he's doing it. Like, if he's, like, really passionate about something and talking about something and then he starts chewing, it's so loud that it's, like, deafening. And I'm like, calm down. Calm your chewing down. Like, nobody needs to hear that mess.
The sound of somebody chewing is already bad enough without them doing it excitedly.
Yeah,
like
so do
dog.
You, like, do you bring up bad things during dinner then? Like, sad things?
Thank you so much for the call. See if we got a guy here. Do we dare? I think we've got Jason in Loganville. Is that right?
My wife can't answer questions to save her soul.
What kind of question?
Oh, no. I know the question. I mean, where do you want to go for dinner? Oh, yeah.
Seriously. She'll be like, I've been meaning to go grocery shopping. I'm like, that's right. Are you hungry now? And you know, the grocery store, they don't carry this one food anymore. And I'm like, oh, my God. It's a yes or no question. Would you like me to cook dinner? And no, you just can't.
Drex, what are you not going to say about your wife now when it comes to choosing a place for dinner?
Oh. Yeah, I'm not going to say that I could recommend 46 places and it still wouldn't be the right place.
That's not you talking.
I'm not saying that either, no.
Angie and Norcross.
Okay, it's going to sound so small and maybe I'm going to come off a little crazy, but I'm big on coasters, right? Every surface has a coaster.
Yes.
If you see a coaster on a surface, you would put your beverage there, right? That's where you'd put it, right?
Right.
And this man just will put his drink right next to the coaster in plain sight.
He doesn't respect wood. He doesn't respect wood.
Oh, you're speaking Tad's language.
It's so easy. It's right there. I put it there for you to use. You know, how can you not see it?
Angie, do not feel bad about this. I have considered and sized out pieces of glass to go over wooden tables to protect them. My friend Josh calls them marriage savers. Pieces of glass.
I see a ring stain on your table.
Yeah.
So don't tell me you respect wood.
Oh, I respect wood. I respect wood so much that if I had a piece of wood in my hand right now, I'd you with it, okay?
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.